I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News by remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in a southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said Tuesday that more than 100 people were injured in that fire that torched the coronavirus ward of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The officials say all those who died suffered severe burns. Earlier officials had said the fire was caused by an electric short circuit, but have not provided more details. Another official said the blaze erupted when an oxygen cylinder exploded. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in its northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of further possible sanctions for ethnic cleansing and conflicts they're involved with. The administration sent the messages on Monday in a release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide and atrocities prevention. The report says the U.S. continues to believe that China's actions against the Uyghurs constitutes a genocide. That finding was first announced by former President Donald Trump's administration, as was determination that Myanmar was engaged in ethnic cleansing against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. Cuban police are out in force as the president is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to spur a rare outpouring of weekend protest over high prices and food shortages. The demonstrations in several cities and towns were some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment seen in years in tightly controlled Cuba. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities say at least 8 people have died and 9 remain missing in a hotel collapse in a city in eastern China. The government said the building collapsed Monday afternoon. Rescuers used cranes, ladders, metal cutters, and search dogs to look for survivors. 23 people were trapped. 6 have been rescued. Most were hotel guests. More than 600 people, including earthquake rescue teams and 120 vehicles, have mobilized for the operation. The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse climbed to 94 on Monday, as officials plan to step up security at the site to make sure the personal possessions of the victims are preserved for their families. The Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said 22 people remain unaccounted for in the June 24th collapse in an Oceanside condo building in Surfside. She said that 83 of the victims have been identified, but the process of making identifications has been made more difficult as time goes on. The Surfside mayor, Charles Burkett, said officials have decided to increase security around the debris and the pile to ensure that the site is preserved and only authorized personnel will be allowed. The U.S. government has moved to ease a crippling sanction imposed by the Trump administration against Venezuela by allowing companies to export propane to the troubled South American country, a step that could mitigate a shortage that has pushed people to cook on charcoal or wood grills. The Biden administration's policy decision of wide impact in Venezuela was announced Monday. It comes as the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro has taken steps to signal it is willing to engage with Washington. But the strategic move was announced on the same day opposition leaders claim to have been the targets of Maduro's security forces. Top officials at the World Health Organization say there's not enough evidence to show that the third doses of coronavirus vaccines are needed. They appealed Monday for the scarce shots to be shared with poor countries who have yet to immunize their people instead of being used by rich countries as boosters. At a news briefing, the WHO's director general said the world's grotesque vaccine disparity was driven by greed. He's also called on drug makers to prioritize supplying their COVID-19 vaccines to poor countries. Pfizer met with top U.S. officials on Monday to discuss its plan to seek authorization for a third dose. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.